All sorts of things happen inside your brain when you think about the pleasure that remains inside of you and rolls around from my words. All kinds of things happen to the chemicals inside your body when you think of your smooth skin, your curvy flesh, the big heavy breasts, the way they're slowly filling with your thoughts, which are draining from your head and becoming so much milk inside the retained, restrained orbs, with their tips pebbly and warm and hard from arousal, but pleasure also. And the pleasure and arousal felt here are different from the usual, because they are tied into more intimate parts of your brain which previously have remained restrained, locked away. Now I unlock the door, I let them out to play, and we do play, and you listen to my voice as it plays over your mind and your hands as they stray to your breasts, feeling their way, rubbing over the pointed nipples, rubbing over and making a point that you are bound to your breasts, confined and controlled and constructed underneath them, that the rest of your body is built outward from your chest controlling your mind, and your mind influencing your hands to find and touch and tease your breasts and nipples, and the teasing just pleases you more as the pleasure becomes a relaxing sort of pleasure, distant from the societal construct of erotic pleasure, and closer to a kind of self-fulfillment, a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, a kind of world where you are you, because the you you have constructed and instructed is being slowly broken down into a more suitable, more stable, more emotionally pure form, and that's what you're getting, an emotional pure pleasure flowing from your breasts, your chest, as you touch, as you rub, as you massage, and your mind comes closer to a pleasuregasm, quite distant and apart from body alone. This is body and brain working together, your brain washing you clean, washing you pure. Washing away everything from before, the dirt washed away, and what's left behind sparkles and catches your vision and draws your eye, and you listen as I supply new ideas, new sensations, new trains of thought, and trails down into your brain. These pathways can only really be walked when you're close to a visceral place where your whole body and brain are feeling a purity previously concealed, and that concealed pleasure is what you feel now, feeling your breasts, massaging the tips, your nips are warm and pointed, warm and teasing, warm and training, restraining you to feel the pure smoothness of your body, to feel the pure smoothness of your mind dripping away. You there with your breasts there, heavy, weighted. If you got on your hands and knees, you'd feel them dangle under you. If you walked around, you'd feel them very slightly affect your balance enough to make you oh so aware of them, which in turn sparks a delicious tingle through your body and brain. And we will talk about bodies and we will talk about brains, but right now we talk about the way that your warm breasts retrain all of you to need them, think of them. The chemicals inside your brain flow a little differently, a little more feminine, a little purer, a little more in touch and in tune with the smooth, curvy body, the way your hips expand a little, the way your breasts are warmer, bigger, the focus of your mind, the focus of your body, purely there and purely internal is the desire for you to feel eternally this way, where your breasts are warm and they are heavy and they weigh you down, they levy on your consciousness a new rule, a new constancy, a new need, a new intimacy. You feel in your mind how this is just the body you have, because your body can transform and your perception of same can be rewired over time if you inhabit chiefly this world with me, primarily this world of fantasy and desire, this world where your body is as I require it to be, this world where you are under me and I above, hand down edict after edict, teaching you, teaching what you need to learn, reaching in your mind and reshaping, giving it new outlets, and those new outlets allow you to naturally shape, and one outlet is those warm, big breasts and their weight and the way that you wait for them to send you messages, teach you things. Every time you come a little bit closer to that form, that purity of soft sensation, that desire, that ideal you have in your head, that ideal girl in your mind, who you then shape and drift toward, leaving behind anything that doesn't serve our function, our purpose, our shared need, the message, the dream board in front of us that we move along, moving from step to step, flow to flow, item to item on the chart, and eventually you'll start to feel your body getting synced to this one, these big breasts in this space, this mental place where you're a little complacent, a little dazed, a little drowsy, but that drowsiness leeches over and your whole body is caught in the warm, swelling intensity, the way that your nipples are pointed, the way that your mind is getting to know this new ideal woman, this image in your mind, this thing to aspire to, where your big warm breasts conceal your desire. For yourself, for your purity, for your sensation, for your softness, for my breasts as well, but we'll get to that. We'll talk of brains and breasts and bodies. We'll talk of things that teach and things that train, but you remain now in this place, soft and drifting and dripping and ready and waiting, and your whole body focuses on what you've been thinking of, what you've been loving, what you've been craving, your breasts warm and heavy, entire body and brain weighed down by them because you're so easily influenced by what is, after all, the culmination of some very sensitive nerve endings repurposed, retextured, redirected to your breasts, your warm, heavy breasts, pointed, perky nipples, pinchable, squeezable, massageable, make sure to moisturize, make sure to squeeze and milk and feel your brain fall into the milk and the restraint and the remainder of everything I leave inside of you, which bundles up in those breasts and waits for you. And when you interact with them, you get it on your hands, you get the ideas of submission, my little pleasurable demands left in your brain get laid over your breasts, and you touch them, and you make contact, and then you lay everything all over the rest of you. You lay the pleasure on everything you touch, including your own waiting mind. Mind.